This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. A new photography exhibit opened at the High Museum of Art in Atlanta this week. It's called Segregation Story, and the photos are by Gordon Parks. He was the first African-American staff photographer for Life magazine in the early 1950s. At the time, Life was read by over 20 million people, and they regularly covered the day's social issues. In 1956, Life sent Parks on assignment to Mobile, Alabama, to photograph the Thorntons, a black family dealing with the day-to-day restrictions of segregation. Parks used his camera to capture the effects of Jim Crow laws in the South, and now those photographs are on display at the High. We recently spoke with their photography curator, Brett Abbott, and he told us how the photographs from Life magazine resurfaced.
No one knew where they were anymore. And about 50 years later, after he passed away, the Gordon Parks Foundation was going through and cataloging the work that he left to his archive. And they found this box. And inside, at the bottom of the box, there was a brown paper wrapping around something. And it said on the top, Segregation Story.
As you exit the elevator of the Ann Cox Chambers wing at the High Museum, you walk into the first of two large rooms that hold the 40-plus photographs reprinted from the film originally found in that box. It's hard not to notice their large scale, much larger than when they were in the original Life magazine spread. Many of them are 34 inches square. The photographs are in color, too, which is unusual for documentary photography from 1956. And when you think of well-known civil rights photography, you often think of photographs of leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. or of historic marches and sit-ins. But as Abbott explains, something sets these photographs apart.
It's work that was much more about life. It's much more subtle in its message. It's about building a sense of connection with this family who is just like any other family, and they are persevering in these really unjust circumstances.
The photographs show separate entrances for blacks and whites at places like department stores and theaters, poor working and living conditions in Alabama, and scenes from the everyday lives of the Thornton family. One of the most notable photographs is a large print on the right wall. It shows African-American children behind a fence looking into a playground. But as Abbott tells us, there's more to this picture.
It's an image that is really about division and segregation. These children are, in effect, stopped from entering this playground in the distance by the chain link fence. You see white families playing at the playground in the distance, and these black children are prohibited from entering the white playground. On the other side of the fence, the grass and the trees and the plants are all very well manicured. And on the side of the fence that the children are standing looking in, you can see weeds growing up. And so there's this sense of separation and division, a sense that you cannot pass through, but you can see the sort of forbidden zone, and a sense that separate is definitely not equal.
The first room of photographs showcases everyday life in Mobile. But if you walk further into the exhibition, you'll see pictures from the nearby town of Shady Grove, where the Thornton family lived. Abbott described one of these photographs for us.
One of the daughters was a teacher, and she worked in this schoolroom that we see the picture of in front of us right now. It's interesting because the schoolroom looks almost like it's from the turn of the century. It looks like it's of a period much earlier than 1956. One of the things that happened as a result of this story that was really sad is that the family was persecuted for their involvement. People did not like that they had participated in shining a light on segregation in their town. And she lost her job at the school as a result of this. Her family was denied the ability to purchase gas at the gasoline station. They eventually left Alabama. Life magazine did provide funds for them, but of course that doesn't make up for the fact that their family was uprooted and had to leave.
There's a lot to take in when you look at the color photographs that line the walls of the Gordon Parks exhibition at the High. It's hard not to think about 2014 being the 50th anniversary of the American Civil Rights Act. And with that in mind, we asked Abbott what he hopes the viewer will take away from the visit.
I think when you come into a show like this, you're reminded of how far we've come in terms of achieving civil rights and greater equality, but we still have a long way to go. And so I think having a show like this and really thinking about the trajectory of where we've been and where we're going is important, and a show like this can be a moment for that kind of pausing and thinking about who we are.